Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so Michigan taking on Ohio State on Saturday in the game. Gator, we asked people.
Sorry. Yeah. Wasn't that crossing pass?
Yeah.
The lightning bolt is a crossing pass.
Well, sure. I mean, if you go 76 yards, I think.
But from Shea Patterson.
Unless you're weaving through the crime. I don't know.
I wouldn't call a lightning bolt from Shea Patterson, is what I'm saying.
Game on Saturday. Which of the following best describes your feelings about the game? Here are your four choices. Are you ready, my friend?
I am ready.
Michigan will win. This game is a toss-up. Very close, but Ohio State wins. Michigan has no shot.
Wow, those are the choices?
Yep.
I don't think Michigan wins. I don't think it's a toss-up. I don't think Ohio State wins a close one. I think Ohio State wins by double digits.
You wouldn't characterize it as Michigan has no shot.
No, I wouldn't characterize it.
So you're somewhere in between the third and the fourth.
Yeah. Because I think there is a path to victory. It's not a very good path. I think for Michigan to win the game, they're going to have to get after Justin Fields.
I think the more I look at this game, I think it's very fair to question Ohio State's schedule. Not that they've played all cupcakes, because they haven't. They just haven't had to play anyone on the road. And their history of having stinkers on the road, maybe it won't happen under the last couple of years. They have produced, each of them, a couple of stinkers on the road. They didn't always lose. But remember, obviously last year they lost to Purdue badly. And they went to Maryland. There was a 4-8 Maryland team. And Maryland was a 2-point conversion away from beating them at 52-51 shootout, which wasn't their best day defensively, to say the least. 2 years ago, they went to Iowa City and got blown out. They also, that same year, remember Michigan State, the 3-9 Michigan State team, had a 2-pointer to, I don't know if it was beat them, but it was to take the lead very late. That was a bad Michigan State team. So they, going on the road against decent opponents, I mean, can give them troubles. This is a better than decent opponent. So we'll see. That happened under Urban Meyer each of the last 2 years. Ryan Day is a whole different animal. Ohio State is off the charts statistically. Like when I prepared, I sat down on Monday and just started lining it all up. I'm like, this team has just been unstoppable statistically. But they've put the ball on the turf a lot lately. So,
well, I think
that could open up a door.
The reason I kind of throw the whole thing out the window with the road record or whatever is because it's the Michigan game.
Yeah, it's brought out the best in them. They haven't produced one of these stinkers against Michigan yet. But what do you think leads in the voting? Have you looked at it?
No.
Okay. What do you think leads in the voting?
Ohio State wins a close game.
Okay. That has 23% of the vote.
So that's not the leader.
Yeah.
Toss-up.
That has 10% of the vote.
Way off here. Ohio State wins in a blowout.
Has 53% of the vote. Michigan will win has 14% of the vote. This is we're coming in on 1,500 votes here. Michigan will win has 14% of the vote. Game's a toss-up, 10% of the vote. Very close, but OSU wins 23% of the vote. Michigan has no shot, 53% of the vote. Some of the feedback we've gotten. Michigan wins and Sugar Shea continues his perfect home record. From A. Mike, them Scarlet and Gray Spartans really went hard on this one. That's from A. Mike. From Requiem Boogie, lots of Sparties with votes. From Nubs Get Dubs, Michigan has a shot, but for goodness sake, Don Brown, cover the crossing route. Someone then responds, hasn't been an issue this year. From James, I'm just a fan, period. I don't need to fall into some slot. Okay, James, don't vote then. From Joshua, I say Michigan edges Ohio State and upset by a field goal. Weather's going to make a huge difference, 24-21. I'm not sure that doesn't – Michigan's been very good in bad weather games, and they've played several of them this year. But Ohio State has a more consistent running game, and that could benefit them. But if they're going to put the ball on the turf – I'm a huge Michigan fan, but there is no shot. This is the best OSU team I've ever seen. Zero weaknesses. That's from Jason. Well, they're 120th in the country in fumbles. That is a weakness. From Sean, there's always a shot in a rivalry game. From Rob, and this is could be a factor. If Fields is injured and he does not play or is much less than 100%, Michigan wins easily. So there is the Fields injury factor. I mean, there was the thumb and the knee.
The thumb on his left hand.
Yep.
And his knee or ankle or whatever it was that got tweaked at the end of the Penn State game.
So those are factors.
They are factors. Without a doubt, those are factors. But Ohio State is just – I just think they have too much for Michigan to overcome. It's – You take away, let's say that takes away Fields' ability to run. Doesn't stop Dobbins from running. Doesn't stop Master Teague from running. It doesn't stop, you know, the receivers from making their plays. I do think the weather is going to be a big factor. And unfortunately, that factor goes against Michigan. Because with the wintry mix, if there is precipitation coming down, you would think that's going to affect how you throw the football. And I think Michigan might have a slight advantage over Ohio State when it comes to throwing the ball. Because of what they've done the last couple weeks, they've racked up huge totals. Ohio State hasn't racked up big totals. Well, maybe that's because they only play three quarters and you don't get to see the fourth quarter stats from the starting quarterback. But Michigan started to really rally around catching the football. They're not dropping it like they did earlier in the season. I mean, that Ronnie Bell drop feels like it's last year against Penn State, because since then they have not – I swear they haven't dropped anything. Everybody's making plays, and they're making spectacular plays that you don't – like the ball's thrown up in the corner of the end zone. Here's a jump ball. Ronnie Bell comes down with it. Nico Collins comes down with it. Donovan Peoples-Jones comes down with it. It's – they've got a really good receiving core. Their receiving core might be better than Ohio State's.
The Ohio State's got a deep and talented receiving core, but I'll say this. You know, they played in a wintry mix last weekend, and it didn't slow them down. This looks like it's going to be worse. They put up 40 whatever points in terrible conditions against Notre Dame, but they did it running the ball, and this Ohio State defense is better than Notre Dame, so I'm not sure that that's all that particularly relevant. But they got to be accustomed to it, because they've played – I mean, there was gale force winds when they played at Illinois, so.
Let me just say this as well about the weather. Here's how the weather goes against Ohio State, though. It's the ball's slippery. You already mentioned they have a propensity to fumble the football.
Yep.
Well, turnovers is the key of the game. If Ohio State turns the ball over more than twice, Michigan's got a real shot.
I just can't see Ohio State in a blowout. No, I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't vote for no chance. I think that is, I mean, people who look at this from a no chance perspective, it's back to being a 9-point underdog. So, I mean, obviously people would take Ohio State minus the 9 points. 9 points isn't even that huge of an upset. It's an upset, but it's not even that huge of an upset. This isn't a 20-point spread. This isn't Rutgers. Like, this, it's being treated like it is.
Right.
And obviously being treated by the masses like it is.
Well, I don't know if it's being treated like by the masses like this is going
to
be.
Well, I mean, 53% of the people, you have three other things to choose, and 53% of the people saying Michigan has no shot.
Yeah, because that's the option you get. If there was a middle option, I wonder if that one would come up.
Well, you can go vote at DougAndGator971, and you can have your write-in vote, because Gator might be right. If you think Ohio State wins, you know.
Say they cover the spread. They win by 10.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would put that in a reasonably close, but if I believe that, I'd vote for very close, but OSU wins. If that's those are my scores, only choices. So. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. We got a Who's on Top, a Thanksgiving Day centric Who's on Top today at 12:30. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.